Coming up on episode number 535, we're going to look back at the history of the song Weem Away, or The Lion Sleeps Tonight, with several different versions ranging all the way back to the original African melody that was written in the 1920s. It's The Lion Sleeps Tonight, Weem Away cover story, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's December 16th, 2008. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another theme show, a theme episode of Coverville. Tonight, focusing on the story behind Mbube, which is also known as Weem Away, which developed into The Lion Sleeps Tonight, which was most famously recorded by a group called The Tokens. And of course, there's been other numerous covers of that song. We're going to take you through the song's history all the way from that very first recording in the 1920s by Solomon Linda all the way up to some new stuff. But let me go ahead and give you a little bit of background on the song. Now, the song itself was written in, like I said, the 1920s by Solomon Linda. It was recorded by Solomon Linda's band, The Evening Birds, in 1939. And back then, it was called Mbube, M-B-U-B-E, which is the African word for lion. And of course, there was no real lyrics to the song other than Mbube and a line that, where is it? It's Uyimbube, which translates to You're a Lion, which you'll hear in the backing vocals. So, you know what? Let's go ahead and get this thing kicked off with a recording from that original version by Solomon Linda. This is Mbube, and we'll take you through the evolution after you hear this.
Oh,
Solomon Linda there, and the original version of Mbube, which became Wimwe. It was a mishearing of that lyric by Pete Seeger of the folk group The Weavers that actually led to the song being called Wimwe. And as a matter of fact, we're going to hear that one here in this next set. Before we get to that, though, I do want to talk about something unusual going on here for Coverville. Coverville tonight is being filmed in front of a live studio audience. That's right. I've got the folks from Leap, as well as Brian from 50 Interviews, the book 50 Interviews. I'm going to be his 50th interview. So I'm not sure if that's finishing on a high note or a low note.
Yes.
But he's interviewing me and watching filming a recording of this episode of Coverville, and he's got the guys from the company. Is the company called Leap?
Leap the Movie.
Leap the Movie. Which, now, is that out now? Is the movie?
It's out now. Leapmovie.com.
Leapmovie.com. Can you watch it online, or is it?
You can't watch it online yet, but
cool.
It will be soon.
There's a trailer you can see.
Okay, so there's a trailer. Leapmovie.com sounds like a really cool project about reality. You know, basically, what if everything that you knew of was an illusion? Thank you. So check that out at leapmovie.com. Brian, do you have information on the website about
50interviews.com?
50interviews.com. I love it when it's easy like that, you know? So check out 50 Interviews to see what Brian's doing. Now, is there going to be anything from this?
Yeah, we'll put your the video up.
Oh,
online.
Wow. Cool. So if you want to watch me recording this very interview this very episode of Coverville, wow, how meta. You can actually listen to this episode and then watch me record the episode afterwards. Very cool. 50interviews.com. And I thank Brian and Chad and Isaac for being here and being part of this. Okay, let's get back to the music here. Now, I mentioned The Weavers. We'll hear that in just a moment. But for the next version I wanted to play you, this was one that I've kind of had in the list and been wanting to play for years now on this show. Ima Sumac, who recently passed away, just had this amazing voice. And it was said that she had a 4-octave vocal range, although some sources say 5-octave. But it's an amazing voice. And I played a song by her a few weeks ago as the Uncovered Gem, played a version of, played her Five Bottles Mambo, which didn't really explore her vocal range as much as this next version of Wimwe, which you're going to hear right now. From the Ultra Lounge Volume 1 Mondo Exotica album, this is a recording from 1952 of Ima Sumac and her version of Wimwe.
We
Is a French version of Lion Sleeps Tonight. This is when they started adding the lyrics that you're familiar with. Of course, In the Jungle, The Mighty Jungle, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Now, this French version was performed by Henry Salvador from his 1962 album, L'Indispensable. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that. L'Indispensable. That's probably a little bit more accurate. The title of that song, though, is Le Lion Est Mort Ce Soir, which is different than The Lion Sleeps Tonight. That translates into The Lion is Dead Tonight. And so that's kind of one of those things that happens in translation as songs go into other countries and their lyrics are translated. They tend to lose something in the translation. So The Lion is Dead Tonight in France, performed by Henry Salvador. Before that, you heard that Weavers track. It comes from their 1958 recording On Top of Old Smokey. And this was the interpretation of the song done by Pete Seeger and his group, The Weavers. Eventually, Pete would redo the lyrics, and he actually misheard the mbube. See, I can't even pronounce it. The mbube, which means lion. He misheard that, translated to Weemawe, and it's because of that that so many of these songs are called the Weemawe song. And then we start off that set with Ema Sumac and her version of Mbumbe. You'll find that on the Ultra Lounge Volume 1 Mondo Exotica, and that's a recording from 1952. All right, Coverville Tonight is sponsored by Amazon.com. Make sure you go to the website, go to Coverville.com, and click on the banner and find out how you can get $5 worth of Amazon MP3s by spending $25 that you're probably already going to spend anyway on Amazon gifts this year. You can spend those $25 in music CD, audio, video, camera, photo and video, office products, PC or wireless. If you do, you spend $25 or more, Amazon will send you a $5 gift card to use for their new DRM-free MP3 store. So make sure to go to coverville.com, use the link right there. That'll help me out, and it'll also help you out with $5 of free MP3s to use for, hey, maybe your favorite versions of The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Let's get back to another translation that came from The Lion Sleeps Tonight. This one is called Rise, Ja Ja Children. So obviously a reggae-influenced version. This one's performed by Roz Michael, and you'll find it on the 1974 release of the Trojan box set. What is that? Niabingi. The Trojan Niabingi box set. This is Rise, Ja Ja Children, of course, a cover of The Lion Sleeps Tonight, done in more of a reggae style.
Oh,
That is a Ukrainian cover of The Lion Sleeps Tonight called, and I believe I'm definitely going to mangle this, it's Hey You Zungla. Hey You Zungla, performed there by Olya Fryz, F-R-Y-Z. Like I said, it's a Ukrainian version of The Lion Sleeps Tonight that was actually produced by someone I've played on Coverville recently, Slough, who did that great cover of Vanity Fair for the Squeeze Coverville Idol, which I'll talk about in just a moment. Before that, you heard Rise, Zsa Zsa Children, performed by Roz Michael. It's a reggae version of The Lion Sleeps Tonight, also changing the lyrics quite considerably. That was recorded in 1974, and you'll find that on the Trojan Nyabungi box set. Now, I promised you that I would talk a little bit about Squeeze Coverville Idol. Last week, I played all of the entries, the 17 entries that I got for Coverville Idol Squeeze, some fantastic songs all the way through. I do want to give a big shout out to all those bands who sent in music. They just did such a fantastic job. There were 17 quality tracks, in my opinion, and the best response I've gotten yet to a Coverville Idol. So kudos to all of you. Now, in addition to being a downloadable CD or downloadable album that you can get on Coverville.com, it's also a slight competition. I wanted to make the competition aspect kind of the lesser of the two aspects, the first being the downloadable CD or downloadable album. But I did ask you to go on Coverville.com and vote for which one you thought did the best, and I've tallied the votes, and I've got the number one, the number two, and the number three winners here. Number one, which is great because this was the very last track I received, and I received it the day before I recorded the show, was Tempted by the Priestess and the Fool, Brian and Meredith, who did just an amazing job with Squeeze's Tempted. They took the number one spot. Number two was a surprise for me, Take Me, I'm Yours, performed by Agile. Another late entry into it, this, of the four versions of Take Me, I'm Yours, he did the very last of the four, the one I ended the show with, and he got the second highest vote count. And then third highest was Kim Novak with her version of This Summer, which came in third for that. Now, all three of you will be receiving a Coverville prize package, but it's going to be the Priestess and the Fool that gets the coveted packet of three CD, I'm sorry, packet of three vinyl LP, that first release by Squeeze that had six songs crammed onto a 10-inch record, a very hard-to-find album, and that is going to be going out to you guys. So congratulations to the Priestess and the Fool. Definitely one of my favorites in the group as well in the submission. So very happy to see them take the prize on that one. But thank you to all of you who submitted, and look out for 2009 because there will be another Coverville Idol sometime in the first half. All right, getting back to the music, and there was no way that I could do a Lion Sleeps Tonight cover story without including this one, even though, as far as covers go, it strays the most from the original. Out of all of the versions you're going to hear tonight, this one's performed by They Might Be Giants, one of my favorite groups, from their 1992 release Apollo 18. This one is simply called The Guitar, and the parenthetical is The Lion Sleeps Tonight. So here's They Might Be Giants with The Guitar from their album Apollo 18. We'll be right back.
Oh,
We started off with the original from Africa, so it's only fitting that we end with a version from Africa. By recommendation from Dan Wood, who suggested that. That is Morikante. You know, I've never usually run into problems trying to decipher and pronounce these songs, but that was the last version of Wemoe performed. Again, by Morikante from his 2004 Best Of release. Now, that one is called Tuma, T-O-U-M-A, but parenthetical is Wemoe. Before that, a great power pop punk version of The Lion Sleeps Tonight performed by Les Black's Amazing Pink Holes. A great name for a band, and you'll find that on the 2001 album Breakfast with the Holes. And then that set started off with the guitar, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, performed by They Might Be Giants from their release Apollo 18, which came out in 1992. And that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Brian, Chad, and Isaac for being here, being part of this. And again, you'll be able to check out this interview over on 50interviews.com. Make sure to also check out Chad and Isaac's movie, leapmovie.com. You'll find a trailer there and instructions on where you can see that when it becomes available to see. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or visit the forums, which you'll find at coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday with the holiday episode of Coverville, playing all those great Christmas songs, Christmas covers, for this year's holiday season, and then we get right into the Coverville countdown starting on Sunday. Have you voted yet? If not, go to coverville.com and click on the voting banner at the very top of the page. That'll take you to the countdown page where you can cast your votes for your favorite covers, be they from 2008 or before. So go to coverville.com. All that stuff you want is right there. And until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly.com.